You guys are
Oh.
buttholes. Okay, so I smoked some weed and I got the house to myself. Don't have the kids. Allie's not here.
And this
Just
is
completely been
today.
by myself.
This is like.
For the last 3 days, I've been by myself. And so, you know, I mean, I just think. And then smoking weed is just like, it just opens some thoughts that I go, maybe that isn't stupid or something. I don't know. I'm an idea person anyway. But so I'm listening to music.
Your normal
Yeah.
state is way out there,
Yeah. So
way
basically,
out
there's no
there where you're
difference with
describing.
weed.
So
There's no
the
difference with
thing that's the
marijuana.
craziest about me, it makes it more of that.
Yeah. So I'm listening to like music and I just start thinking about life and my life. And I was like, okay, this is it. And I was thinking back to when your mom, Matt, was like, y'all have to do a musical. You know, it's like your mom always believed in us and in ways that other people just like, your mom didn't shut off ideas. You know what I mean? Like she's an idea lady too. And she, you know, she'd try to slide it in. Like she didn't, it wasn't a big deal, but she'd give you this big idea, you know, she's been probably thinking about for weeks. And so she said we should do a musical. And that's always stuck with me ever since she said that. And I was like, man, this is the real time. Like, if I were to really write something, and my second thought was Lin-Manuel that wrote Hamilton, Mandela. I forget
I
how
don't
to
know how to
say
say
it.
it either.
I'm butchering his name.
Lin-Manuel
Yeah, that's not it, is it?
No, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's
Lin-Juan
what I'm
Miranda.
saying.
Is it Lin-Juan
Yeah.
Miranda?
No.
I don't know what it is.
I don't
Devin,
even
look
look
it
it
up.
up.
I'll look it up. Y'all don't know how to pronounce nothing. No, I'm
No,
totally lost
but I was
now.
like, what if I wrote something and I was like, you know, there is a real idea out there now about this thing emo. And it is actually really stronger than like I think alternative was. Alternative was not as big as emo. Like emo got into the culture, everybody understood emotion. You know what I mean? Like it
Yes.
sounds cool, but everybody got,
Yes.
oh, emotion, and emotion is, you know,
Alternative
we're all
something.
in our feelings now so much more. And so we've lived in a interesting time that's not only is a music genre, but it's a lifestyle in a way. You know what I mean? Which is
Yeah.
real crazy. Like
Yeah.
you didn't live alternative. You didn't live hair metal, but emo, you live it. You know what I mean? And
Yeah.
I was like, that's really crazy. Like, I mean, I know it's a music genre, but it's also a way of being. And I was like, huh, I really should. Maybe I could write a musical because it's really interesting. Like our background is
Can you make that the name of it? Emo,
what?
a way of being.
A way of being.
That's not, I mean, that's pretty serious what you just said.
It kind of is. But and I was just like, okay, what could that be? And I was like, because we grew up so Christian and everything's so closed. And I was talking, you know, and then it really was these ideas and this feeling of becoming that and accepting maybe that's what I was. I'm emo in a way. I'm emotional, and that does create even a life for me or a job for me. You know what I mean? Like accepting that thing as a way of, that I am. Kind of comes in. I was like, I could write this whole musical, and I was like, maybe write the book, a musical, and then it becomes a movie. And I was having all these thoughts, and I was like, whoa, this is something I have to do. I just have to. And I went, huh. And I'm just walking at this point. I'm so fucking high. I don't know if I can make it back to the house. Like that you can definitely make it, but every two steps you take, it looks like 10 more get added. The distance gets farther. So I was like, whoa,
Yep.
I really messed up this time. And in that moment, I was like, I just had this thought. And I don't know if this part is true or not. But I had this thought. I was like, you're not going to do that, are you? Are you going to do it? And I was like, no, you're not going to do that. Right? And then I'm laughing like you guys. I'm a foot to the neighbor's thing. This guy walking his dog.
You're laughing out loud. Yeah.
Laughing about that. And then the crazy thought that I had that makes me, I'm sure somebody else has had this thought. I haven't heard it, but this thought came to me. I was like, but one Toby will do it. And I
Oh,
just went,
wow. Now you're out there and you got it.
I went, oh shit. An idea creates an alternate universe. And in
Yes.
that universe, there is a Toby. That this Toby right here wished
Yeah.
he could do that. And that Toby got to. You know what I mean? And it
Some
even,
other
I mean,
Toby did get
I'll
to.
even be a little on the sad thing. Like, I mean, towards the end of my marriage, maybe for a few years, it was lonely and I was sad. And there was another Toby that might have been going through that too and wished for somebody else to come into his life. And then through the turn of events, now like I'm
And
dating now.
you're that branch
Yeah, like
that
maybe,
was
you know what I mean?
imagined
Or
by a
maybe
Toby that didn't
there
get
was
out of
a
his
Toby
marriage.
that
That's
the Toby
so
was like,
good.
yeah, I wish, man, I would love to be a professional musician. I'd love to be in a band. And it couldn't be for them. They weren't gonna do it. They were
But
not gonna
they
go through
imagined
Winthrop
you
or,
here.
yeah, like it was
Yeah,
something that
that's really sweet.
they weren't going to do. But the idea there, you know what I mean? Like the idea, like they just weren't going to. They weren't gonna leave and go to Seattle with the band. They stayed dating my first girlfriend or what, you know what I mean? It just wasn't going to happen, but they had that idea, and that idea created this universe.
Can I
Where
have that? Can I have that thought as just can I? What is the thing I can say that says that is what I also believe about the universe? That the reason I'm just saying, just mar I'm not, I mean, I'm saying that's not disqualified as a very good way of thinking, at least. I'm not saying it is
Yeah.
metaphysically true,
Right.
although it might, it really does not sound like anything that one could rule out at all. So the
Right.
degree with which that is true, knowing that we believe things into existence to some degree,
Yeah.
however, once you get technical about it, somebody's gonna say, oh, that's stupid. That's, and they're gonna name what
Right.
it is. But if you stay a little zoomed out, that shape of that way of what you're describing has to be kind of true. And if nothing else, really consider the benefit of the ability to let that shape your behavior. Like, so you should think good thoughts then, right?
Yeah. Right.
And that would be good for
Right.
think about you're creating these other branches possibly. So again, with the negative rumination, and what if it has
Right.
negative consequences somewhere else?
100%. The same
Or
as good
adds
could
up here. I
travel,
mean, that
bad could
sounds
travel.
right to me. Like your
Right.
thoughts should be, that's what it means to have pure thoughts, I guess.
Yeah.
I would say, I mean, obviously there's, nobody knows what the deal is, but I mean,
Because you're stuck here.
if there's infinite versions of you, that there's all these different paths that you could have taken, that one of you did or whatever, it almost feels like the actual, it seems like that makes sense to me, is that all those infinite versions of you are just you. Like it's
Well, that's one
those
way to look
things
at it too.
only
Yeah.
happen in you, only
I like
happen
it.
in your mind. Like it's just created
You're
by
saying
you
whether it's
in your mind.
external or not, does that even matter?
Right. Yeah, that's what
Zingo
I'm saying.
blingo. Devin,
So,
you've really added onto something here. That's a good thought.
but like
Doesn't matter if it's out there or in here, either way, it does exist
Well,
somewhere,
that's what the Bible
somehow.
says, that
Right.
we just came out of God's mind. We're just a thought up from God. There
Well,
wasn't anything
we're some
created.
branches in that of people
Yeah,
that,
we might just be a
creatures or
thought in
critters or
God's mind.
atoms that imagine their way up to where we are now somehow.
Yeah, and I mean, I think probably it seems like there are people who can maybe break the plane and,
Yes, I love it.
you know what I'm saying? Like they
Tell me
can
about
actually
them. What
break
is
the plane
that?
and, like, there might be, like, there's someone like Toby who had a dream or had a thought that said, well, I'll never do that, or I can't do that, or I won't do that. And then somehow they're able to break that plane
Yeah.
into that new version of themselves, which you've done that 100 times in different ways. You
That's
know what I mean?
wild. That's wild. But
But, you know.
is it just one soul that inhabits the whole system?
It has to be.
Perhaps. But the
I mean, it
system
doesn't
is
have to be, but
multiverse,
that's
but
what
all the universal Tobys are the Toby soul, the one
I would
soul,
say, yeah, I
maybe.
would say it's the
Is that
same. I
fair?
think
Yeah. we're all connected. I don't think, you know what I mean? Like something
All the
bad happens or
Tobys?
something good happens. What?
All the Tobys are connected, or all everything is connected?
Probably everything, but I think at least all the
Everything in a
Tobys are
way.
probably.
But do you think
And
you're more
yeah.
everything or more Toby?
At this point, maybe more everything.
I think that's the obvious
Yeah.
right answer. I think you got
I
it. I
don't
think
really
you
think
got
my
it.
individuality sure does seem more and more selfish to me, that I get to have just me and I'm gonna hold on to it and live forever. It's this. You know what I
So
mean? I'm trying
in
to
order to
hold on
get
to
to the
this.
other ones, you'd have to be able to let go
Yeah.
of this one now,
Right.
wouldn't you?
You have to let go. And I love this version so much. It's my precious that I'm scared to death of cancer. I'm scared to death, you know, all this, but like those might be just the bus to get to the next thing. But I think it's so awful. Yeah.
That's the attachment part. Kobe. You're attached to this one, but you don't have to be, but you are attached to it.
Right. And you're scared of losing, man. Yeah. It's so scared to lose.
Right.
I was thinking about that the other day and reincarnation and that kind of stuff. I think there's a couple options for like something like reincarnation. I think if this is something like a simulation or a video game, then maybe there's in reincarnation, you know, you come back as something different, or you come back as an animal, and then you come back as a higher level, whatever, you work your way up the chain of, you know, and that makes sense in a video game to me, like a simulation. That makes sense. You level up, or you, whatever sense of that. But reincarnation as just a general idea of your energy keeps living in whatever way beyond. Yeah. Maybe there's another Toby that we just don't remember. You know what I mean? Like,
but
maybe
it was a Toby, or was it like, what's the main options here for you? Because I have a couple of options on this.
It might not be a Toby. It could be whatever it is. It's whatever. It's wherever the energy presents itself in the new way or whatever. It feels more, in my mind, it feels more free of like,
So what are the scenarios? When Toby dies, we're going to keep using Toby as the subject.
Yeah.
So when he dies.
Let's say option one is this is a simulation, and he comes back as a different.
Either better or worse, depending on how he did this time.
Either levels up or down.
You got to worry about that. What is the Toby before you? I got to start back at the beginning. Cool. I like that ethic too. That's a good ethic.
The cool thing about that is, that has a little bit of a flaw, because I feel like in order to not remember, you have to have some sort of factory reset or something. You know what I mean? Like it has to be because otherwise you would just remember, or you know what I mean?
You don't remember, but your energy in this version, I'm pretty sure the answer would be your energy pattern comes back.
Yeah.
Your energy pattern.
The pattern,
in one of the other branches, right? So all the Tobies, this is the one that's happening this time. In that cycle, but maybe it's either better or worse.
And maybe
to be in the top 50% of all the Tobies that ever came, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
How do you want to be toward the best?
I would say this too. The reason I say everything is because aren't you sometimes a little Toby? Like, aren't there times where you're like, what Toby would do? Or like, isn't that funny? Like, there's tons of times where I'm like, I'm thinking like Matt right now, or I bet Devin would do.
Yeah,
like,
that's modeling. Y'all are me. That's mental modeling. I know exactly. And, I mean, I have very detailed.
We're the same. That. Like sometimes, I don't. I'm not always Toby. Sometimes I'm Matt.
So it's totally okay. So yeah, Toby's going back to this other very fluid thing. So now Toby's saying to me that when I'm using his, when I'm thinking, how would Toby think about this in an inner dialogue I'm having, I'm actually becoming Toby in some way. part of my soul is kind of, it's not, I'm actually somehow channeling Toby.
Like, you're channeling Toby.
Channeling it. I'm getting it. Actually,
so
some way
is that's
not
the dominant one. We're equal. Yeah, we're equal. You know, we're all equal. Like, it's okay to be mostly
but
Devin.
Other people can't do that with Toby because their Toby simulation would be terrible. They do not understand him. But I know him.
Right.
And I know what he would say in all the situations. Don't you, Devin? Like, you almost know how Toby's going to. So you have, at any moment, you have access to think through it like you would think through it and like he would think through it. Maybe there's something in that isn't just like there's a physical unmeasured connection to channeling.
That's a good point, because the people that you spend the most time with, you absorb more of their energy, you know, like obviously
you have it
and you can channel it. Like, you can channel your kids' energy. You know how they're going to react or how they're going to feel. Your spouse, your best friends. I mean, those are energy levels that you can feel and channel, like in different situations. You know how they're going to respond when you say some things, you know how to approach them about certain things. And no, I think that's right. I think self.
So being isolated, real bad. You ain't got access to shit.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have those other energies to build off of and feed off
of.
Yeah,
you're not. What are you going to do over there by yourself?
Right. Yeah, you're right. And I mean,
that's why everybody has a fear of like Alzheimer's and stuff, because you're not really just only losing yourself, you're losing everything. Like that, you start the connect, you lose the connection that you have with everybody.
Yeah.
And then it takes it all away. It's like, in a way, like hell or something. You know what I mean? Like it just takes away the only thing that you actually have is being everybody else in a memory or whatever we call a memory, whatever that is.
So you should then be, what does that mean you should do? You got to then. You don't want to, what, be alone?
Well, I think it's,
or not give your whole self or something like that? Like, because what?
Well,
or to become everything is the opposite of hell, but you lose something.
The idea there is like you lose whatever connection you have. Like, say if we're all humans, you stop being this human because you lost that connection now. And in the name of safety or whatever, like, we got to take care of old folks because we have to. You're not going to let a person with Alzheimer's just try to live their life. They could hurt not only themselves, but other people or whatever. So in the name of safety, but they have lost something and they won't come back maybe till the next time. I mean, we're all going to deteriorate in this universe or life or whatever and start over somewhere else in heaven. You know, that's what's so crazy. I always thought it was funny when people talk about reincarnation or something like that. I'm like, yeah, but that's all I ever heard about the Bible. You get reincarnated into a sinless body that isn't like you, and now, you know, and you're
right. So that's different either way. That's like if you're not taking your freaking attitude that's driven by your hormones and the way that you are reacting to all the stuff that's here and the stuff you're sharing energy with, if you take that away, what is left? And that loops back to the question of what if you reincarnate, of course, you don't take your memory. Duh.
Right.
You take everything else.
Yeah.
And your memory,
which is
like,
apparently something else. Yeah. You know, and then you come here with something, and then you get the reality again. But the something is that. So something like that.
Right.
So when you come back with something, but it's certainly not your memories. But even if you try to go to heaven, you wouldn't even be you. Maybe how could you remember yourself if you weren't you? It wouldn't make sense anyway. So there's a transcendence that must occur one way or another.
Yeah, memories are just like Polaroid pictures that you leave behind. You know what I mean? Like you can't. They're a glimpse of something of life and joy and happiness that you experience, but they're not. Yeah.
And it imprints on something in the other place, in the other layer,
and that's
or
and that makes sense to me for heaven. Like we're talking about, that's not that crazy. Like what if a part of you or your energy and a piece of you, whatever it is, moves on to this place, this paradise, this place of just watching you continue on. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like you're talking about your parents. Like that was the idea of heaven, is like your loved ones are up there watching you. Maybe that's not that far off. Maybe it's just, maybe whatever happened to them and their energy is carried on in different ways, and they're able to just kind of view this from beyond or something.
But they're,
you know,
not
what I mean? Like,
them in the same way.
Not in the same way.
But
they're not thinking,
part of
oh,
the
Devin
other
is
something.
They're not thinking like, oh, my son is, he, I'm so proud of him.
Right.
They're thinking of like, oh, it's so beautiful to watch this thing continue. Like this energy, life, love, whatever it is. I mean, it sounds a little frou-frou, but I mean, I think that's not that crazy. Yeah.
A memory is something that you have to get rid of it if reincarnation is real, because it's the thing that you recognize you can't lose. That's all memories are. I can't lose the memory. Like I have a memory of my kids. I'm not going to lose them. I have a memory of my first car right now. I don't want to lose my car. So stay away. Don't hit my car. I have all these memories or thoughts. They're memories in my mind of what I own or have or possess in a way. And then if I took that with me, I would just want those things and keep my universe real small. I wouldn't give it up. Like if you said you can go to another universe, but you don't get to remember your kids, I'd say no in a minute.
Right. You can't, because you can't do that.
But I would not. I couldn't let it go. I wouldn't. I would feel
to
wrong.
To this identity. So you're part of the other thing. And then you get an identity, but then you won't let go of the identity either.
Right. Yeah.
Now that you have it, so you're kind of trapped in yourself.
And then I just want to keep hold of Toby. But if I do that, then my existence is so small and sad. It's nothing.
But it's really crazy. Even when you're talking about memories, think about the amount of memories that you've already lost.
Yeah, right.
Like, you've already lost a lot.
So many.
I mean, at least lost in a sense of, like, hard to recall or whatever it is.
Right.
You know, maybe they're embedded in there somewhere. But, I mean, you're just constantly losing that now. It feels like the second half of your life is just slowly, slowly losing everything that you had in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because maybe that's the good thing.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
You think it's the worst thing. We all think it's the worst thing. And it literally might be the best thing that makes you actually connected to all of it.
Right.
And that's the way. Extra special reason why school is so fucking irritating is because they spend all that time trying to get you to remember stuff that you know full well. You're not going to – it's stupid. Like, you can't hold on to – you want to hold on to memories, and you want to learn stuff that matters. So when they're already having to make you do something you don't want to do, what are the chances that works? In the long run, it will not obviously work because – eventually you're just trying to remember what you care most about.
Yeah.
So why the force feeding thing? And it doesn't even work unless it's like horrible or something, but you know, that's one way to encode it.
Yeah. That's great.
I had the talking about connection and stuff like this. I was telling Allie, man, you remember when we were in Nashville I think we were doing a Bad Christian Live and we were there and, it was probably maybe 30, 40 people tops. It was the first time we played there, not at Russ's house, but Russ was there. You remember?
In Nashville, yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do remember.
And so we're talking and we're taking some questions and stuff like that. And I think somebody alluded to something. And then one of us was like, were you contemplating suicide? And the young lady goes, yeah, actually I was. I was going to commit suicide. And then I forget who it was. One of us again was like, and it was me, Matt, and Joey. We Matt and I would play some songs, and then we do the kind of the podcast format or whatever live. It was pretty cool. One of us said, "Who else here has attempted suicide or thought about suicide?" Like, just because this idea bloomed, where it was like bravery in a way to say something, you know. Then it was like maybe three other people raised their hand, and you're like, "Wait, we're in this room, and like four or five people have raised their hand about
strangers
thinking about taking their own life
in a person's living room,"
and you're like. And you start feeling it. And there's like a, like, oh, what does this actually mean? This person actually doesn't want to be here. Is it heavy? It's like you're feeling it. And then Russ goes, hey, let's just, I don't know. He's just in the audience. He goes, hey, let's just stop. We need to pray right now. Let's pray. And he starts to go. And, you know, he's really serious because it hurts. You know what I mean? Like, it hurts in a way. And it's uncomfortable to hear people want to kill themselves. And you're sitting beside them. And you thought you were just going to a Bad Christian podcast event. To hang out and see something, you know what I mean? You pay $30 a minute, now all of a sudden you admit it. And I said, no. I remember I was like, we can't do this. I said, Russ, we're not going to pray. I said, when we pray, sometimes we are running away from the thing and we don't want to feel the pain. And the pain is what's letting us know something's wrong. So we have to. And we sat there for a little bit and we talked about it and we did not pray. We did not run from it. We allowed everybody. And it was like, I was like, whoa. I was just thinking, it, like, I felt it again almost. It was such a powerful moment because I was like, we didn't just say, God, you can take care of it. We can't. We got no responsibility.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, that was definitely.
Right,
yeah.
Hold on. Like, I mean, I understand prayer can work. I prayed so many times. And when there's no other answers, when you need God, you know, I'm totally supportive of prayer. But sometimes we just go, oh, yeah, I don't. I'm just going to run away from this. I don't want to feel it. It hurts. This is uncomfortable. Yeah. What is suicide? Uh-oh, wait. You know, the same way, like, pray the gay away or whatever. I don't want to sit with the gay person and really learn about them or not. Well, just the gay must be bad. Let's pray it away. Pray it away. You know, like, it's all this fear. And I even understand it. It's scary. It is awful to sit in a room with people where we were just cutting up and making jokes. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, four or five people here wanted to kill themselves? Like, somebody tried a week and a half ago to actually do it. What does that actually mean? And what are they saying? What are they going through? And why didn't it happen? Will it happen in the future? All this stuff, you know, and just sitting there with it. And then we all felt it. And I was like, man, what a powerful moment. Like, you can feel things and be connected in a way that, you know, the church and stuff didn't allow me to. That would have been a no-no. You know what I mean?
It was uncomfortable
for everybody. Like, wait, we're not praying? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it felt that way too. And it was pretty crazy to shut him down. But it was also just like, it's Toby had the ability to do that only because it was our show.
Right.
Like, right. Only because he was Toby. It wasn't, if that situation wasn't so bizarre.
You're right.
Somebody like Russ would, I mean, I can see why he did that even, but I know he is just, yeah. He has an alpha-ness to his quality anyway, and yeah. An alpha-ness person doing that and interrupting a genuine moment is, there is, think about how hard it would be to oppose such an action.
Right.
It's virtually impossible to not fully give all the power in the room to whoever will do that.
Yeah.
That's what I see in that moment, is the person who's willing to play that card and try to take the total power in the situation. That works every time, except this time it didn't. And I'm not trying to build Russ up to be some bad guy. It's just, the only reason that didn't take over and avoid that moment was because Toby was the lead singer. People had paid $50 to come there.
Right.
They knew us from the podcast, and it was like this. And then what? And what? Toby didn't have a microphone. He just Russ started to pray, and Toby said no, and he put his hand up, stopped. It's like superhero. I'm reading as a superhero,
but nobody felt like that's what I'm saying. Like the thing I'm saying,
was able to stop that force because it's like, well, I'm the lead. I mean. You had the room, so you were able to stop it without it being like, oh, who is this guy who's against praying and God?
Right. You're right.
Yeah. It's like, no, Toby has a point, and they could hear Toby's point. It was like, wow. So then that was something.
Yeah, in another situation, that wouldn't work at all. So yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, that popped in my head. It was crazy. It's so funny, too, like, because Devin, you know, you and I, it's funny, like, when I'm around Allie, I sing old hymns and gospel hymns, songs all the time. She knows not a one. You know what I mean? Like, her grandma and mom, they're Jewish and grew up with just such a different background than me. Yeah. You know, and so I'll sing, you know, I'll start singing the gospel. She's like, I have no idea that what you are singing.
There's something so comforting, you know, to me with those songs. Like, and I know that's my childhood and it's just the way it is, but, and I didn't tell y'all this. So I went to, you know, I took my kids to the Lakers versus Pacers game or whatever, this a few weeks ago.
Did you saw Bron play?
Yeah. Yeah. That was awesome. It was really awesome. I mean, it wasn't like an unbelievable game, but it was fun and it was cool.
Yeah.
But the Gaither vocal band sang the national anthem.
No way.
And it was awesome.
Oh, I bet it was so
like
good.
It was incredible. Like, for real. No, I'm serious.
I was like,
oh, I bet this is gonna be kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know, but and it was. It had some cheesiness to it.
Sure.
That you would expect like barbershop quartets do.
Right.
But it was so good. I mean, there was like six guys. The harmony was unreal. I mean, unreal. Just off the cuff.
Sure.
I mean, I know they rehearsed a lot, but it was like perfect. And it was just funny because I was like really enamored. I was just like, wow. I was looking at my sons like, isn't this awesome? And they were just kind of like, yeah, it's good.
You know, it's cool.
And people were just on their phones, not paying attention. But I just thought that was super cool. But
yeah, I mean, the Gaither vocal band was so huge in my life. Like, I listened to them a ton, which is so crazy. Yeah. And most people probably don't even know. Those people that I know don't know the Gaither vocal. Anyway, all right, let's get out of here. We'll see y'all next time.
Peace.